At KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. In the news today, Amador County Public Health confirms the first 2021 case of West Nile virus in an Amador County horse. According to County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr, the appearance of West Nile virus in Amador County is not a surprise. West Nile virus has been detected in California and neighboring counties for the past few months. Now, outbreaks of West Nile virus occur each summer in the United States and are most commonly transmitted to humans and animals through a mosquito bite. Health officials remind the community to take preventative measures to avoid mosquito-borne disease. Kerr says it's important that people be aware there are measures they can take to minimize exposure to mosquitoes and reduce the chance of becoming infected. Now, the risk of serious illness to people is low. However, some individuals, less than 1%, will develop serious neurological illnesses such as encephalitis or meningitis. People 50 years and older have a higher chance of getting sick and are more likely to develop serious symptoms. Those with diabetes and/or hypertension are at greater risk for serious illness. For more information on West Nile virus, visit California's West Nile virus website, westnile.ca.gov.
Oh, Amador County Public Health reports 97 more individuals with COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update. Of those, 82.5% not vaccinated. The cases include 26 children under the age of 18, 39 aged 18 to 49, 13 aged 50 to 64, and 19 individuals aged 65 and above. There are currently 124 active cases. Now, investigation has also confirmed one additional death due to COVID-19, a male in his 70s. Now, of the 11 patients hospitalized locally with COVID-19, 8 of those Amador residents, 3 from outside the county, only one was fully vaccinated. Statewide, there is more than a 10-fold increased risk of hospitalization, nearly a 15-fold increased risk of death among those not vaccinated. The vaccines continue to be very effective at preventing serious illness and death from COVID-19. This week, COVID vaccine pop-up clinics will be held tomorrow, 9 to noon at Pokerville Market in Plymouth, Friday, 10 to 2 at Payless and Pioneer. All three, the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine offered at these pop-up sites. No appointment necessary for the pop-up clinics. Now, public health does offer vaccines by appointment and to homebound individuals. Those appointments can be scheduled by calling 223-6407. To date, over 38,500 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered to Amador residents.
And the Amador Board of Supervisors took on a wide-ranging agenda at their meeting on Tuesday. First up, County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr reported while COVID cases have declined for several weeks in a row, they remain elevated, and those who are not yet vaccinated are urged to do so as the best way to contain the spread of the virus. The supervisors then discussed at length the county's emergency contact system, Code Red, with Amador Sheriff Gary Redman. Now, Sheriff Redman acknowledged complaints about the system, which uses automated phone calls to contact residents, saying that it's too slow and incomplete to be used to implement time-sensitive actions like mandatory evacuations. Redman went on to say that during the Caldor and other fires, he used live deputies informing residents door-to-door rather than relying on Code Red. Issues include inaccurate addresses or phone numbers, and the calls only going out to those who have registered. Also on Tuesday, it was announced the main branch of the County Library in Jackson will be closed for construction starting in October. And finally, the board adopted a final budget for the 2021-2022 fiscal year.
Well, the Ione City Council has voted to form a new advisory committee for the city's various special districts. The new committee will be made up of 5 reps of different special districts across the city. The special district created as part of the development process and typically collects special tax assessments to pay for things such as streetlights and road repair. Different districts charge different amounts for different services, and large portions of the city are not in any such district. The new committee was formed in response to criticism from homeowners objecting to the special taxes and demanding more input to how they're spent.
Air and ground resources stopped the forward spread of a vegetation fire in the Copper Cove subdivision early yesterday afternoon. CAL FIRE reports the blaze broke out at about 1 o'clock and was stopped at a quarter acre by 1:30. The fire ignited in some grass behind a home off Basket Cove near Basket Lane, west of O'Burns Ferry Road. There was no damage to the home. Ground crews remained on scene, mopping up for a couple of hours. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
And some motorists in the Valley Springs area may have to find an alternate route. Their travel plans involve Hogan Dam Road. A section of that road will be shut down today as PG&E will replace a power pole in the area. No through traffic will be allowed between Palomino Ridge and Eagle Ranch Road, east of 26. The hours of work, 9 to 5. There will be signage in place. Now, Calaveras Public Works asked drivers to observe all traffic control signs and the instructions of on-site personnel. For questions regarding the work, contact PG&E, 415-720-3921.
And as of October 24th, you're going to need to dial 1, the area code, and then the 7-digit phone number for all local calls, even across the street. The reason for this change is to enable the forthcoming 3-digit 988 National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The Federal Communication Commission is working to have this 3-digit dialing code available July of 2022. So, as of late next month, dialing 7 digits for local calls will not go through, and you'll be asked to hang up and dial 1 and the 10 digits to complete the call. This nationwide change affects more than just your landline or your mobile phone. It also affects equipment that is programmed to complete local calls using only 7-digit numbers. For example, life safety systems or medical monitoring devices, fax machines, fire or burglar alarms and security systems, call forwarding settings and voicemail services, just to name a few. The adoption of the new rules reflects a commitment to delivering Americans necessary intervention services. Switching to an easy-to-remember 988 as the 911 for suicide prevention and mental health crisis services will make it easier for Americans in crisis to access the help they need and decrease the stigma surrounding suicide and mental health issues. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.